Now, one of the things that I really want us to do, ladies and gentlemen, again, as we get ready to delve into this whole matter of healthcare premiums, health insurance premiums, is to really train ourselves to minimize the force of our emotions and our attitudes when we're delving into topics that can be debatable, or that are debatable. Even when we have a position that we're locked into, let's train ourselves to focus so much on trying to gather true facts that we get to a point where we grow to a point where we decide, hey, you know what? No matter how passionate I've been about my position, I am willing, truly willing, to honestly hear and analyze the points from both sides, truly listening with an open mind, analyzing with a heart of integrity, so that hopefully I reach a conclusion that is accurate, that is truly based on actual facts. And remember what I've shared with you before. Very often, people can present information as though it is fact, when very often it may be fiction. And remember, don't let people's passion be your guide as to whether or not what they're conveying is true or not, whether it's accurate or not, whether it's only part of the truth, and they've left off another part of the truth that would help you come to a very different conclusion if you had the whole truth. Try not to allow ourselves, to be led by, guided by, motivated by bias. Whether the bias is politically, has as its foundation a political motivation, whether it has as its foundation a racial or ethnic foundation, whether it has as its motivation any other kind of bias. Let's try to get the facts. Let's try to get to the truth of the matter, to the reality of the matter. What is really happening with this situation? What is really going on here? And remember, the one who talks the loudest and the fastest and who talks the most, because you know how some people are, they're just not going to listen. They'll give you some opportunity to talk, but they're not truly listening because they already have their minds made up. They're going to stick to their position, and they'll just try to out-talk someone else or everyone else. They'll become more emotionally engaged than the others. That should not be your guide. You should be aware when that's going on. And remember not to allow yourself to feed into their hyped emotion. And you end up putting your emotions in the driver's seat instead of letting your emotions ride as a passenger while you keep your brains and your minds fully engaged and let them be driving much more than your emotions. All right, so that's it. We're trying to reach a conclusion as to whether or not health insurance premiums have been rising at a faster rate under Obamacare. And that's the way it's being worded. But remember, I want you to be thinking about this, because this is really what it comes down to. If health insurance premiums have been rising at a faster rate since the Affordable Care Act has come into play, has the Affordable Care Act itself caused that faster rise in premiums, or has something else been causing it that did not kick in until the Affordable Care Act came into play? The decision makers in various industries, the decision makers in Congress began to take steps to ensure that insurance premiums would rise faster than Obamacare so that they could then blame that increased rise on Obamacare, even though Obamacare may have had nothing to do with that increased rise, that faster rise. So we're not just looking for correlation as far as time goes, we're also looking for correlation of true causes. All right, so let's see if the pros and the cons, those who have given us their pros and cons, can help us reach a conclusion. Let me share this with you. The Henry J. Kaiser Family Foundation stated in a June 19, 2014 report that among those who previously bought non-group insurance and have switched to a new ACA, Affordable Care Act, ACA compliant plan, referred to as plan switchers throughout this report, 46% say their current premium, taking into account government subsidies, is lower than it was under their previous plan. 39% say it is higher. This group's responses to other survey questions suggest that the coverage they are getting is, on average, similar to what they had before. Okay, so here we go. Are indeed health insurance premiums rising at a faster rate under Obamacare? And these were their findings as of 20. This was a debate as of 2016. These are what the pros and the cons were. Let's start with the pro. And again, the pros are saying, yes, premiums have been rising at a faster rate. The cons are saying, no, insurance premiums have not been rising at a faster rate. All right, so starting with the pros, the yeses. Karl Rove. A lot of you are familiar with Karl Rove, former senior advisor and deputy chief of staff to President George W. Bush, said this in a June 2016 article entitled, Why Clinton Should Fear Obamacare. Rove says, under Obamacare, insurers are forced to ask for drastic premium increases, driven by the fact that Obamacare policyholders are older and sicker than the government had forecast. Florida health insurance companies are asking regulators for an average premium increase of 17.7% for individual coverage under Obamacare and 9.6% for small group plans. And again, now, as we read these comments, as we hear about these comments, Florida health insurance companies asking regulators for average premium increase for individual coverage, 9.6%, small group plans. You have to be asking the question, what is the real reason that they're making these requests? If indeed the requests have been made, what are the real reasons that the requests were made? Okay, moving on. We're still listening to Karl Rove as he states his case that insurance premiums are rising faster. The largest insurer in Virginia is seeking a 15.8% premium increase, while another major provider is requesting 16.6%. In Iowa, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield has written customers to warn premiums might rise by 38% to 43% next year. The second largest Obamacare provider in New Hampshire is seeking a premium increase of 45.2%. Pennsylvania's insurers have so far asked for increases, averaging 23.6% for the individual market. Ohio health insurance companies have yet to file rate requests for next year, but last week, the state's nonprofit Obamacare Co-op shut down, Simply to break even, it reportedly would have needed premium increases of 60%. 60%. All right, so here's our first con. They're saying no. Insurance premiums have not been rising at a faster rate under Obamacare. This is a comment by Jeffrey Young, who's a healthcare reporter with the Huffington Post. And in August 21st, 2014 article titled, "Here's What's Going On with Obamacare Premium Increases." He made these comments. Most people will pay more for health insurance next year, which would have been 2015. He goes on to say, "That's true whether you get coverage from a job, on your own through an exchange, or directly from an insurer, or from Medicare. Health insurance prices tend to go up, is their nature, and is closely tied to how much the cost of medical care rises." Health insurance prices tend to go up, and that's closely tied to how much the cost of medical care rises. And I'm sure you can understand that. The insurance companies are footing the bill for most of the healthcare costs. But they're not doing it for free. Someone is paying premiums to them. So from the monies that they receive from individuals and from corporations, etc., they use those monies to pay out the benefits. Well, the more medical costs, the medical care costs rise, the more they charge, the more the insurance companies charge for their insurance coverage, for their insurance compensation. They're going to raise their premiums to cover their increased costs. You can understand that. And we've been told for years that the cost of medical care is rising. And there have been some complaints for years about the cost of medical care in America, especially when compared to the cost of medical care in other other countries that are also doing well economically. The medical care, just the cost of that care just keeps going up. And the insurance company executives are not going to keep their premiums low at, you know, at the same rate when they're having to pay out more, because the more the medical care costs, the more they have to pay. The more they pay, they have to pay, the more they want us, the premium payers, to give them. It's understandable. So the more those costs go up, their costs go up, the more our premiums go up. And that's the point that Jeffrey Young is making. More on Jeffrey Young's comments in just a few.